Lesson 135. Upright, lung, organ. Why is it healthier to sit and walk upright rather than with head and shoulders bent forward?
The reason it's healthier to sit and walk upright rather than with head and shoulders bent forward is that the lungs and other organs of the body are not pressed against each other. And with an upright back, the blood moves freely in the body and the person feels less tired.
Work out. Work out this problem, please. What is it that the more we take away from it, the bigger it gets?
It's a hole, because the more we take away from a hole, the bigger the hole becomes.
What are you doing?
I'm working out the problem of what is it that the more we take away from it, the bigger it gets.
Advance, step by step, confusion, in advance, in arrears. Why is it better to advance slowly, step by step, when learning a foreign language, rather than rush forward too quickly?
The reason it's better to advance slowly, step by step, when learning a foreign language, rather than rush forward too quickly, is that, unlike many other subjects, a foreign language requires that page one is thoroughly learned before page two can be completely understood. As the work on each page is based on the work on the pages that have gone before it, so to rush on too quickly would mean eventual confusion.
When people work for a wage, are they paid in advance or in arrears?
When people work for a wage, they are paid in arrears.
Bear, weapon, silence, barely. Are my hands covered?
No, your hands aren't covered, but they're bare.
Is it possible to kill a man with one's bare hands, that is, without using a weapon of any kind?
Yes, it's possible to kill a man with one's bare hands.
How?
By putting your hands round his neck and pressing your thumbs hard into his throat.
What does it mean? He silenced him with a bare word.
He silenced him with a bare word means he silenced him with nothing more than a word.
What do we mean when we say we barely had time to eat?
When we say we barely had time to eat, we mean we only just had time to eat.
Go back, come back. Go in, come in. Return, enter, descend, go down, come down. Sometimes you may find it difficult to know when to use the verb go back and when to use come back, when to use go in and when to use come in, exactly as when to use bring and when to use take. There may appear to be no problem with these words, but, in fact, pupils often confuse their use, as everything depends on where the person who is doing the act is at the time, and where the person who is speaking or writing about the action is at the time. For example, if at the time of speaking I am at the school, I would say, "After the lesson tomorrow, I shall go back home." Whilst if at the time of speaking I were at home, I would say, "After the lesson tomorrow, I shall come back home." If, therefore, you are in any doubt as to what you should use, you can easily overcome the problem by using the word return, which serves for both go back and come back, and the word enter, which serves for both go in and come in. What is the problem with the words go back and come back, and go in and come in?
The problem with the words go back and come back and go in and come in is that everything depends on where the person who is speaking or writing about the action is at the time.
How can we overcome the problem?
We can overcome the problem by using the word return, which serves for both go back and come back, and the word enter, which serves for both go in and come in.
The same thing can be applied to the word descend, which can be used for both go down and come down. Though in fact it is seldom used in this way, you can use it if you are in difficulty and don't know whether you should use go down or come down. What word can we use instead of go down or come down?
We can use the word descend instead of go down or come down.
Do we, in fact, generally use the word descend instead of go down or come down?
No, we don't, in fact, generally use the word descend instead of go down or come down.
Get. Although the word get has many different meanings, we cannot always use it in place of the other verbs with the same meaning. For example, we cannot say, I hope one day to get a doctor. For this reason, when there is any doubt, it is perhaps safer to avoid using get and use the verb of the same meaning. What's the problem with using the word get?
The problem with using the word get is that we can't always use it in place of the other verbs with the same meaning.
How do we overcome the problem?
We overcome the problem by avoiding its use and using the verb of the same meaning instead.
Case, in case, risk, run a risk. What do we call the person whom we employ to fight our case in the law courts?
We call the person whom we employ to fight our case in the law courts a lawyer or a barrister.
Do you carry an umbrella in case it rains, or are you the type of person who prefers to run the risk of its raining? Degree. By degrees, angle, right angle. What does it mean, we advanced by degrees?
We advanced by degrees means we moved slowly and carefully forward.
How many degrees are there in a right angle?
There are 90 degrees in a right angle.
What's the temperature today? I.e., about how many degrees is it today? Excuse, excuse. What's the difference between excuse and excuse?
The difference between excuse and excuse is that excuse is the verb, whilst excuse is the noun.
Fancy, waist, waistcoat. What would I mean if I said, I fancy that John will not come this evening?
If you said that you fancy that John will not come this evening, you'd mean you had a feeling that John would not come.
And what would I mean if I said, I fancy myself to be in ancient Greece?
If you said, I fancy myself to be in ancient Greece, you'd mean you imagined yourself to be in ancient Greece.
What part of the body is this?
That part of the body is the waist.
Do you like fancy waistcoats for men? What do you fancy for your dinner this evening? That is, what would you like to have? Pint. Gallon, litre. 8 pints equals 1 gallon. 1 pint equals 0.5679 litres. How many pints make a gallon?
8 pints make a gallon.
How many litres make a pint?
0.5679 litres make a pint.
Jealous. Have you got a jealous nature? Mine. Miner. What do we call a man who works in a mine?
We call a man who works in a mine a miner.
Tend. Do you think most people tend to like others or to dislike others? Tough. What's the contrary of tender?
The contrary of tender is tough.
Name a tough metal.
Steel is a tough metal.
Content. Content. What's the difference between the words content and content?
The difference between the words content and content is that content is a noun, whilst content is a verb.
What are the contents of your pockets or bag?
The contents of my bag are a handkerchief, some money, etc.
Are you content with your life? Witness. Have you ever had to go to the law courts as a witness to an accident or a crime? Rid. Get rid of. What's the best way to rid ourselves of someone who's causing us trouble?
The best way to rid ourselves of someone who's causing us trouble is, if the problem is serious, to call the police.
What did I expect you to do if I told you to get rid of that pen?
If you told me to get rid of that pen, you'd expect me to throw it away.
Above all. Give me a sentence with the words above all in it.
Don't forget, we need plenty of paper, pencils, rulers, etc. for the exam, but, above all, pens that write properly.
Idiom 38. In a nutshell equals briefly, in a few words. For example, after all the complicated explaining you have been doing, what you really mean to say, to put everything in a nutshell, is that you are not able to do the job. What does the idiom in a nutshell mean?
The idiom in a nutshell means briefly, in a few words.
Give me an example, please.
To put it in a nutshell, the answer is no.